In the record of the Messias, known as the Gospel of Luke, the Messias asked two questions that truly deserve consideration. Those two questions are found in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 13 and verse 18. And this is Jesus speaking. Then said he unto, What is the kingdom of God like, and whereunto shall I resemble it? What is the kingdom of God, heaven? Keep in mind that they are the same, the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven. What is the kingdom of heaven like, and what can it be compared to? To understand the difficulty in answering these two questions, it is necessary to understand what is the substance of God's existence. The Apostle John recorded that Jesus, the Messiah, revealed to mankind, God is a spirit. And in the Gospel known as John, in chapter 4 and verse 24, Jesus says, God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. God is a spirit. And after his resurrection from the dead, the Messiah was seen of his apostles for 40 days. And during that time, the Apostle Luke records, the Messiah revealed a spirit cannot be perceived through the five senses. In the Gospel of Luke, chapter 24, starting from verse 37, it reads, But they were terrified and affrighted, and supposed that they had seen a spirit. And he said unto them, Why are you troubled, and why do thoughts arise in your hearts? Behold my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Handle me and see, for a spirit hath not flesh and bones, as ye see me have. It's interesting. They were supposing that they were seeing a spirit because Jesus had died on the cross. But here, he's been resurrected, and they're seeing him for the first time. They're scared, and Jesus tells them, I'm not a spirit. A spirit does not have flesh and bones, as ye see me have. He also said, God is a spirit. God does not have flesh and bones. He is a spirit. The kingdom of heaven cannot be seen, nor can it be touched, because it is a kingdom of spirits. This helps in understanding why the Messiah would ask what the kingdom of heaven is like and what can it be compared to. How can you take and compare things that are spirit, things that cannot be seen or touched, to those things which can be? And in this world, everything is understood through the five senses. And mankind, without God's help, is not capable of understanding anything beyond them. And that's exactly what the Messiah teaches to a ruler of the Jews named Nicodemus, who came in the night to be taught of Jesus, the Messiah, sent from God. And in the Gospel of John, in the third chapter, starting from verse 2, the same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. So Jesus is letting Nicodemus know, a ruler of the Jews, that unless you are born again, you cannot see, you cannot understand the kingdom of God. You know, the Messiah makes seeing the invisible things of the kingdom of heaven clearly understood by the visible things that God made for mankind. He used objects that all of mankind know and use in simple analogies called parables or similes. to illustrate the kingdom of heaven. Now, parables or similes are not just a simple story to illustrate moral or religious values. They are also used to make comparisons of essentially unlike things. And in one of these parables or similes, recorded by the Apostle Mark in the Gospel of Mark, chapter 4, starting from verse 26, Jesus speaking, and he said, "So is the kingdom of God, as if a man should cast seed into the ground, and should sleep and rise night and day, and the seed should spring up and grow, he knoweth not how. For the earth bringeth forth fruit of herself, first the blade, then the ear, after that the full corn in the ear. But when the fruit is brought forth immediately, he putteth in the sickle, because the harvest is come." So how do you compare? How can you see the kingdom of God? Well, here he tells us it's like a man sowing in the field that plants a seed. And then it grows up, and eventually you have those full ears of corn there on the corn stalks. You know, basically what the Messiah is telling us here is that God made himself a field called earth and planted seed known as mankind. And in the season, when all the fruit has been brought forth, he will put in the sickle because the harvest time has come. This parable or simile's meaning can also be verified in the record of creation recorded by Moses, found in the book of Genesis. And the book of Genesis is in the Old Testament portion of the Bible. As a matter of fact, it's the first book. And in Genesis 1:1, it says, "In the beginning God created the heaven and earth." God made himself a field. And when we go down to verse 27 and 28, it says, "So God created man in his own image, and in the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, Be fruitful, and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth." And when we go to chapter 2 in Genesis, starting from verse 16 down to 17, "And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, Of every tree of the garden thou mayest eat freely, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die." So even here in Genesis, God created the heaven and the earth. He made his field. And then he created man and told him to go forth and be fruitful and multiply. He sowed his seed. And as we all know, they did indeed eat of that tree of the knowledge of good and evil, because to this day we have that knowledge. And we know that we have to die. And so God is going to put forth his sickle and reap the harvest in the due season of time. So what is the kingdom of heaven like, and what can we compare it to? Well, here we have something that can give us an understanding and an idea. You know, basically what God is doing here is that he is making for himself a family, restoring the loss of Satan and his followers who chose to do evil and were cast out of the kingdom of heaven. And we can read that account in Revelation, in the 12th chapter, 7-9. "And there was a war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels and prevailed not. Neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him." So God, in his infinite wisdom, evidently has decided that having to cast out so many of his from heaven itself, that he created a world, a place called earth, to where he could raise up a seed and children and to have a family. In part three, more of what Jesus the Messiah revealed will be provided. Please take the time to listen and examine his words.